Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Last night was an unbelievable football game. I mean, watching those two guys do what they did, and Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if people realize this, Aaron Rodgers threw the ball 70 yards in the air on the last play of the game. I mean, it was insane.
He's been doing that his whole career, and I was wondering, can he still get it there? And he got it there.
He got it there, and if I were Jalen Ramsey and I were Joey Porter Jr., I would burn the tape. They just got lit up last night. There's no way that they could stay with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. It was about as entertaining a football game as you're going to see. I think the Bengals had like either 6 or 7 of their last 8 drives came away with points. The way the game started with Aaron Rodgers and Freiermuth having a hell of a game himself, the tight end for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I was like, defense was optional last night. And it was like almost 900 yards of total offense. It was a back and forth seesaw battle. And it really came down to a couple of mismanaged situations at the end of the game where, you know, I'll tell you what, the Bengals almost left too much time on the clock. I mean, if they would have lost that game, controlling the clock the day that they were kind of controlling it, you would think that, you know, Zach Taylor would be fired this morning if that ball was completed.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was 7 seconds, though.
But it doesn't matter. They should have never left. Should have never left any time on the clock. But, hey, be that as it may, it was a great game. And watching those two guys play that way was ridiculous. I mean, they both can throw. They both can still sling it all over the field. And this is the Joe Flacco that we saw in 2023 when he took over for Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. He won 4-1 his last 5 during that little stretch. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, a lot of people wanted him back in 2024, but the Browns didn't bring him back because they didn't want to have that quarterback controversy with Deshaun Watson. And then he left and he went to Indianapolis, but he couldn't recreate that with the Browns. But now with the Bengals, all he's talking about is just how incredibly special T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase are, and how they changed the entire dynamic of the game. And here's a guy that's 41 years old. He probably feels like he's 25 years old playing with those guys. And the performance last night was almost flawless. I mean, literally almost flawless from the standpoint of just sitting in the pocket and just delivering the ball to your best wide receivers.
He looks so comfortable. I know it's not easy to just jump into a new team and a new offense and look that comfortable, but he's been doing it for a long time, different teams. He's had to step in on short weeks and all these things that he's gone through the last couple of years. And he looked like he had been there for 10 years. And him and Zach Taylor and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins had been playing 4 years. And then that, you know, that pass that gets them into field goal range, Joe Flacco to T. Higgins, and Jalen Ramsey gets burnt on that one as well, it was as if those two guys had, were just thinking, were sharing a brain on that. So really impressive to watch. I mean, Aaron Rodgers continues to play great as well. The Steelers' defense was brutal in this game. But if you are a Cincinnati Bengals fan this morning, you're thinking, we got new life here, man. Mm-hmm.
Their defense is not good enough.
Yeah, but hell, there's so many teams I feel like we're saying that about other than like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, well, that's true. And I would say that when coming into the season, if the Bengals were going to win, they were going to have to win games like this.
Yeah.
And that was with Joe Burrow at quarterback. And now if this continues with Joe Flacco, now, I mean, he threw the ball 23 times to Ja'Marr Chase. He caught it 16 times for 161 yards. And there were a couple balls that he threw over his head and he missed them. I mean, he was wide open. He should have probably had about 20 receptions.
Yeah, I mean, that's like 4 weeks of A.J. Brown, what happened with Ja'Marr Chase.
Well, I mean, think about the Jets and their passing offense.
Oh, God.
I mean, if there is one. No. I mean, so, yeah, it was, it just blew me away. I mean, it was amazing how both of those guys played at that level. But also, it's a short week. It's the NFL. The rules are set up for the offense to be successful. And when you have superstars playing in a game, and I got to say, Pittsburgh did a lot to acquire two corners and put two corners out there to fight this particular thing. And also with Baltimore, because Baltimore's got some great wide receivers too. Those defensive backs, man, they were on roller skates last night.
Yeah, I mean, and they're as talented an offensive team out there with the weapons that they have. And when Joe Burrow goes down, Jake Browning steps in. We thought that maybe Jake Browning was going to recreate some of the magic he had the last time that he started. He was brutal. They go out and get Joe Flacco. And yeah, I mean, I think that they have to be thinking that, you know, this season, if Joe Flacco continues to play like this, you know, they could get back to the playoffs. Why not? I mean, they just beat the team that was in first place in the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Steelers defense, who looked terrible against the Jets week one, then started to get a little bit better, looked terrible again last night. I mean, there's just a lot of bad defenses in football this year.
I tell you, the pass protection was great for the Bengals last night.
For once, right?
Yeah, for once. I feel like, actually, it was pretty good against Green Bay last week.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
And Joe Flacco just started getting used to those guys last week in Green Bay, and then this week it looked like, you know, they had been playing together for 10 years. So it was a remarkable performance, to say the least. They're back in it. I mean, this is, you know, we're in week 7. So we still have 10 weeks after this to go. And, you know, when you're in week 7, you know, and you're mired like in a losing streak, or you're, you know, like if you're the Ravens and you're on a bye, nothing better could have happened than what happened last night. They needed the Steelers to lose. And they'll get Lamar Jackson back, and then Lamar may have to do what Flacco and what Aaron Rodgers are going to have to do here moving forward, and that's put up a lot of points in order to win games, because all three defenses look like they are just worn out.
I mean, which is interesting, because these are teams with a history of really good defenses over the years, the Steelers, the Ravens, and even the Bengals prior to the last couple of years with Lou Anarumo. They're the only team that really was able to shut down Patrick Mahomes consistently. And now all of them are struggling and have horrible defenses and are giving up pass yards at an alarming clip. So that's going to be a very interesting division to watch. And we're going to be watching the NFC East, like the Bengals fans and the Ravens fans, and everybody watching the AFC North, especially if the Giants can go get a win in Denver and then have the Philadelphia Eagles once again coming up. So I really, really, really want to see the Giants have that opportunity coming up to get back to 500 and then to sweep the Philadelphia Eagles. And that would be amazing. That would change this entire season. This is going to be one of the tougher tasks. They went down to New Orleans, and obviously Jackson Dart on the road, and how that game ended was something that's probably he's been thinking about. You know, it's a longer week. We've talked about the travel, but this is I can't remember a game this late in the season that felt this important in the Giants' regular season in the last couple of years. It just doesn't normally happen.
I think it's really important for Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, really. I mean, if they somehow can win this and then come back and beat Philadelphia next week, I mean, that's a lot of ifs. I mean, that would be unbelievable. And that would, all of a sudden, I think, vault them into a whole different discussion. And I mean, I feel like we're on the precipice of that. I feel like they're close. And again, this goes back to what we saw in training camp, and that was the energy from the younger players that they brought in this past draft. So it would be amazing. But then again, you know, there's always like 1 or 2 weeks in the NFL where there are significant upsets. I would say this would be a significant upset. And I would say last night was a significant upset, especially given the fact that, you know, the Steelers were favored by 5.5 points. And
yeah. I don't know, though. I mean, it's Bengals were home.
Yeah, you know, with a quarterback who's been there for 10 days.
But still, we've seen Joe Flacco do this before. So, I don't know. Any time a division, you're talking about a short week division game, I don't know if that feels as much of a significant upset, at least to me. I wasn't so shocked that Joe Flacco was able to do that last night and the Bengals were able to win. Maybe it's just because I watched the Broncos look so bad offensively against the Jets. It doesn't feel to me like if the Giants went in there and won the game, it would be like absolutely shocking. I mean, the NFL is just, it's so crazy. It's so unpredictable. Anybody can win on any week. I mean, you look back at some of these games, say, how the hell did that team beat that team? Or how the hell did this team lose to that team? And the way that the Giants, I mean, we saw the last time we saw the Giants, that's why the NFL is so impossible to predict. But the last time we saw the Giants, they were ass kickers against the Philadelphia Eagles. And the last time we saw the Broncos, they were struggling to beat the worst team in football.
True.
But recency stuff doesn't really matter in the NFL.
Well, we were talking about defense, and one of the better defenses in the AFC is or are the Broncos. And, you know, they've won 3 in a row now. And it was ugly last week, and that was the Jets. So I think the defensive numbers are a little bit skewed going into this game because, you know, 9 sacks is, you know, it's insane. That doesn't happen. We saw an offense. We saw 2 offenses last night just absolutely crush the defenses that they were playing against, except for 2 interceptions that the Bengals had, and one of those was unbelievable. But, yeah, I think about defense in this game. This is a little bit different defense. This is going to be a well-put-together defense, and this will be a defense that they'll try to take advantage of a rookie quarterback. And then the one thing about him is that he'll move and he'll run and he's fearless. And I think he did learn a lesson when he went to New Orleans because his short week rebound against Philadelphia tells me that. Like, all those mistakes he made in New Orleans, and they weren't all his mistakes, but the mistakes that he made, he cleaned up. And if that's going to be the case, then, you know, all of a sudden now they have a chance in every single game. I, you know, it was interesting. I was playing in a golf tournament yesterday. Almost all the Giant fans came up to me were like, you know, what do you think? What do you think about Jackson? I'm like, they are legitimately excited.
Well, they should be.
I mean, yeah, they exactly. And I think most of us believe that we see, like, there's finally a little bit of an energy and a personality that's associated with this kid that everybody else is feeding off of. The team's feeding off of, the fans are feeding off of, you know, the ownership I'm sure is feeding off of, and his teammates are too. So, you know, it's just a lot to ask a young kid to carry a team, especially when they go on the road and especially when they're playing a good team in a very difficult environment.